USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
King Charles III addresses the UK for the first time since inheriting the throne following Queen Elizabeth II's death on Thursday. The king gives the queen one more message.
Thank you for your love and devotion to our family and to the family of nations you have served so diligently all these years. May flights of angels sing thee to thy rest.
Hurricane Kay is now a tropical storm, but it's still expected to dump heavy rain on Southern California and as far east as Arizona. Forecasters say the storm is also packing wind gusts up to 70 miles per hour, which could down trees and power lines. President Biden spent part of his Friday attending the groundbreaking ceremony for a future Intel microchip factory in Ohio. President Biden explaining why he believes Intel is building on a legacy in Ohio.
You know, it's fitting to break ground for America's future here in Ohio. Think about it. There's kind of a tradition here. The Wright brothers, Neil Armstrong, John Glenn, they defined America's spirit, a spirit of daring and innovation.
America's view of businesses and industry is now at its lowest point since the Great Recession. A Gallup poll showing its average positive rating sits at 36%, only 2 points above its record low in 2008. The poll asked people to rate roughly 25 sectors that drive the economy. Burger King wants your business, and they're spending over $400 million in restaurant renovations and advertising to earn it. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
As buses of illegal immigrants continue to leave Texas and head to sanctuary cities across the nation, a Republican congressman is giving the thumbs up.
Republican Congressman Brian Babin from Texas on Newsmax fully supports Governor Greg Abbott's plan of busing illegal immigrants from the border to sanctuary cities. Representative Babin says Democrat leaders need to tell the president to secure our border now.
Instead of, bad-mouthing our governor down here, they need to get on the telephone and call their president and say, hey, Mr. President, start doing your job.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The governor of Texas is sending state troopers back to Uvalde. It comes as there was another shooting this week linked to a street gang feud. It happened near the memorial that has been set up to honor the 19 students and two teachers who were murdered in May. However, the increased police presence comes as the state police force continues to be criticized for the delayed reaction to the school shooting. The Boy Scouts of America is set to exit bankruptcy. That's after a judge agreed to a nearly $2.5 billion restructuring plan this week. It means the abuse claims can be settled as well. More than 80,000 men say they suffered abuse. The agreement ends a bankruptcy process that started more than 2.5 years ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.